As the world watches and listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end, crushed by waves of Chinese military forces. Hundreds of unarmed civilians, hungry for freedom, mowed down in Beijing by gun-firing soldiers.
It's not only the worst oil spill in U.S. history, it's by far the largest in such a remote, pristine area. The tanker, the Exxon Valdez, had just loaded more than 1 million barrels of Alaskan crude. It was about 25 miles from the Valdez terminal and was apparently trying to dodge ice flows from the nearby Columbia Glacier when it ran aground.
I'm Peter Jennings in New York just a short while ago. Astonishing news from East Germany, where the East German authorities have said, in essence, that the Berlin Wall doesn't mean anything anymore. The wall that the East Germans put up in 1961 to keep its people in will now be breached by anybody who wants to leave. The East German media chief in the Communist Party said a short while ago that anyone who wants to leave East Germany and go anywhere in the world is free to do so.
My fellow citizens, last night I ordered U.S. military forces to Panama.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. And that was Sammy Hagar attempting to pull off a performance of Panama with Van Halen, and it took place in 1989. ...1989 was such a good year that we're going to talk about 15 albums today instead of 10. So these are my 15 personal favorite albums to be released in the year of 1989. Coming in at number 15 on my list, several records could have held this position, including the first album by Skid Row and Full Moon Fever by Tom Petty, which, minus Free Fallen, is a very strong album. But the album I'm putting at number 15 on my list was also number 15 for this band. This was their 15th studio album, actually cobbled together from recordings that were supposed to be just demos. And speaking of the number 15, there are also 15 songs on this record, but they could have and probably should have pared that down to maybe 11 or 12. It's an album called Hot in the Shade by Kiss, released on October 17th, 1989. The album peaked at number 29 on the charts, but contained the band's second top 10 single, A Ballad Called Forever. I actually saw Kiss on this tour, and they opened the show with my favorite Kiss song, I Stole Your Love. At least half of Hot in the Shade is very good. I played a song from this album called King of Hearts that I love on the 80s Kiss episode way back when. Let's hear another great Paul Stanley song from Hot in the Shade, a song called Silver Spoon. We'll be right back. Coming in at number 14 on my list of my personal favorite albums of 1989 is an album called No Fuel Left for the Pilgrims by a Danish band called Disneyland After Dark, or just DAD. This was the band's third album, but the first to be released in the U.S. And they flirted with success for a brief moment. They got a lot of airplay for the single, great song, called Sleeping My Day Away. The band have been successful elsewhere in the world and have released 11 albums to date. Let's hear another very cool song from No Fuel Left for the Pilgrims by DAD called Point of View.
Thank you.
Coming in at number 13 on my list of my personal favorite 15 albums of 1989 is an album by a singer-songwriter named Tommy Keane. It's a record called Based on Happy Times. Tommy Keane released an independent album in 1982 and a couple of EPs before signing with Geffen Records for two albums, Songs from the Film in 1986 and then Based on Happy Times in 1989. Let's hear the first song from the record, a great song called Nothing Can Change You. Coming in at number 12 on my list is the second album by LA Guns, a record called Cocked and Loaded. Came out on August 22nd of 1989, and this is a really good album. Personally, I like it a lot more than their self-titled album. The singles Rip and Tear and Never Enough were both killer, but then they had a hit with an awful ballad and sort of tainted everything.
Midnight, and I'm ready to move.
Let's hear a really cool song buried on side two of Cocked and Loaded by LA Guns, a song called Showdown, parentheses, Riot on Sunset. At number 11 on my list is a record called Postcard CV, the first album by a British indie punk band called Senseless Things. These guys would go on to release a couple of great EPs in 1990, and then a cool record called The First of Too Many on Epic in 1991. Postcard CV is not as good as the later material, but still a really fun record. But there's one standout track on this album, a song that might be the band's best song. This is an amazing song by Senseless Things called Too Much Kissing.
Walk on.
At number 10 on my list of my personal favorite albums to be released in the year of 1989 is a record called The Rich Don't Rock by a German metal band called Vamp. I talked about these guys on the heavy metal episode that I did where I played some of my favorite random obscure metal songs. Played a great song from this album called Bleeding. Let's hear another killer song from The Rich Don't Rock by Vamp, a song called Lonely Nights. At number 9 on my list is an album called Errol Flynn by a London-based sleaze rock band called Dogs D'Amour. This record was released under a different title in the US. It was called King of the Thieves. Dogs D'Amour put out a killer album in 1988 called In the Dynamite Jet Saloon. Highly recommended album. And then earlier in 89, they had released a really good acoustic EP called The Graveyard of Empty Bottles. Then came this album, Errol Flynn, or King of the Thieves. Not quite as good as In the Dynamite Jet Saloon, but still great stuff. I love this band. Let's hear a great song from Errol Flynn called Hurricane.
Told of all the couches that have slept in, all the beds that got out of all the bottles of gin, mother's ruins on him. Baby, I wanna make you a star someday, and I'll let you right away.
At number 8 on my list is a record called Love is a Battlefield of Wounded Hearts by Australian pop-punk band The Hard-Ons. I actually played 5 songs by this band on my 3rd Australian rock episode, including a song from this album, a great song called Missing You, Missing Me. Let's hear the first song from Love is a Battlefield of Wounded Hearts by The Hard-Ons, a song called Don't Wanna See You Cry. At number 7 on my list of my personal favorite albums to be released in 1989 is the second album by a Scottish pop rock band called The Silencers. This is a record called A Blues for Buddha. I actually interviewed the frontman of this band, Jimmy O'Neill, on episode number 5 of the podcast. He had previously been in one of my favorite bands, a punk power pop band called Fingerprints. Then he formed The Silencers with fellow Fingerprints guitar player Cha Burns. This is a really good album. Great songwriting, great production by Flood. The singles, Razor Blades of Love and The Real McCoy, are absolutely amazing. But let's hear the first song on the record. This is a song called Answer Me.
Answer me.
Coming in at number 6 on my list is an album called Boys in Heat. This is the second album by a band called Brittany Fox. I personally really enjoy this album. In fact, I played 3 songs, I believe, from this record on the hair metal episode. But let's hear another good one that I didn't play on that episode. From Boys in Heat by Brittany Fox, this is a song called Living on a Dream. Alright, we've made it to the top 5. My personal top 5 favorite albums to be released in the year of 1989.
I know, things are getting tougher when you can't get the top off the bottom of the barrel. What up and roar my future now? Looking fucking new! I know that I don't know.
At number 5 on my list is an album called Energy by a ska punk band out of Berkeley, California called Operation Ivy. Operation Ivy formed in May of 1987, and they were a huge influence on Green Day, among others. This album came out in March of 1989, and the band broke up in May. Guitar player Lint, aka Tim Armstrong, went on to front the successful 90s punk band Rancid. Energy is a great album, and we're going to hear two killer songs from it right now, The Crowd and Unity.
Stop this! stage, I'm in a rage. Yes, I'm having the time of my life. Yes, indeed, what a sweet, sweet life it is. Until some local two-bit blues and with a loo and a strength. Anger for nothing but trouble. They're just two fools living up to their names. And now it's starting to rain on my parade. No, there's nothing like the real world to get me. Nothing like the world outside turns me upside down. Makes me feel like I'm head in town on one way dead end street. There's no way out, no way out. All this living hell. No way out, no way out. Let you walk in the cell. No way out, no way out. All this living hell.
At number 4 on my list is the second album by Tesla, a record with the odd title of The Great Radio Controversy. This album has always been a personal favorite of mine. I love this record. I like it a lot more than the first album, even. The singles, Heaven's Trail, Hang Tough, Love Song, all amazing. Great songs. Let's hear perhaps the most brilliant song on the record. This band, Tesla, they deserve a lot more respect than they get. I mean, listen to this song. A song called Paradise by Tesla.
Thank you.
All right, we've arrived at number 3 on my list of my personal favorite albums of 1989. This is tough because I really love these top 4 albums pretty much almost equally, but I needed to put them in some kind of order, so this is the order I put them in, but kind of interchangeable here. But at number 3, I'm putting a record called Doolittle by a band from Boston called the Pixies. This was the Pixies' second album, and it really is a masterpiece. Here Comes Your Man is, in my opinion, a near-perfect pop single. That song was an instant classic as soon as they wrote it, as good as it gets, really. Let's hear the second song from Doolittle by the Pixies, a song called Tame. I'm going to play you one more song by the Pixies from their album Doolittle. This is a song called Hey.
Been trying to meet you. Hey, must be a devil between us. Thank you.
All right. At number two on my list, my second favorite album of 1989, is an album called Jed by the Goo Goo Dolls. Now, I did a whole episode about the Goo Goo Dolls. They began in Buffalo, New York as a very cool pop punk band. If you're unaware of their early material, if you're just judging them on the recent years, then you're really missing out because they were awesome. Their next album, Hold Me Up, from 1990, one of my favorite records ever by any band. But Jed from 1989 is also great. I played quite a few songs from this album on that Goo Goo Dolls episode, but I don't think I played this one, a song called Had Enough. And so we have arrived at the top spot, my personal favorite album to be released in 1989. And remember, this is my favorite. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying it's my favorite album from 1989.
Yeah.
And this is this band's second album. This is a Canadian band. The record is called Home Again, and the band, The Doughboys. The Doughboys formed in Montreal in 1987, and their first album, Whatever, came out that same year. And I love that record very much. Their second and third albums, Home Again and then Happy Accidents, were released by California label Enigma's punk and metal offshoot label, Restless Records. Home Again is like a slightly punkier version of Soul Asylum. The Doughboys really were sort of in the same vein as Soul Asylum and even the Goo Goo Dolls at the time. Home Again was produced by Steven Egerton and Bill Stevenson from the pop punk band All. The lineup of the Doughboys at the time was John Kastner and John Whittley Cummins on vocals and guitar, bass player John Bondhead, and then drummer Brock Pytel. The other two songs we've heard, No Way and In My Head, were written by John Kastner, but this last song, Today, was written by John Whittley Cummins. So there you have it, my personal top 15 albums to be released in the year of 1989. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Earlier I mentioned that the Dogs D'Amore, previous to their full-length album Errol Flynn in 1989, also released an acoustic EP that year. And I'm going to leave you with the first song from that EP, A Graveyard of Empty Bottles. This is a song called I Think It's Love Again by Dogs D'Amore. Till next time.
As the stories I've told unfold to reveal a highwayman, and my scars and bruises show that I am just what I am. There ain't no need to be ashamed. I think it's love again, yeah. I think it's love again, yeah. I think it's love again. I think it's love again, yeah. Oh, but you can show me what it is. I don't need to explain. I can see it in your eyes. You can feel it in your brain. It's love again.
I'll be back.